Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 早安。
I would like to thank you all for having a New Yorker in your midst for three wonderful days.
我要谢谢大家让一个从纽约来的人在你们当中有三天美好的时间。
And of course, forget the New Yorker. It's such a wonderful privilege that we come specially before his table. We can testify that we are one in Christ.
不管这件事情我是从纽约来的，我只是要见证我们能够和神的百姓一同聚在他跟前，实在是见证我们在他里面是一的。Even
if some of us do not speak the same language, what is that? Christ, He is our oneness.
虽然我们当中我们讲的不是同样的语言，可是在基督里面就有这个一。And
thank you so much for your care, love, extensive to my dear wife and son. That they couldn't be here because of circumstances.
我要感谢大家向着我的关怀和我的爱，甚至我的妻子和我的儿子，他们没有办法这次过来，你们也纪念他们。
And I take back your all those many tokens of gratitude and love extensive to them. So thank you so much.
我要谢谢大家，我要把大家的爱和关怀。 所带给我的带回去给他们。
Let's bow for a further word of prayer.
让我们一同低头再有点祷告。
Lord,
主,
what a privilege that we can sit around this table this morning, Lord.
这是一个何等样的特权，今天早晨我们能够一同坐在你的桌子跟前。
Lord, what an abundance that we have when we sit, because you are the one that prepared this table.
这是一个何等样的恩典，我们能够坐在桌子，因为是你为我们预备的。And
somehow we are reminded by the table that you have given yourself to us.
在借着这个桌子，我们再次被提醒，你已经将你自己赏赐给我们。What
else do we need, Lord?
我们还需要什么呢？
Oh, we thank you, we worship you.
我感谢你，我要敬拜你。And
yet, Lord, when we have this time to meditate in your word,
当我们再在这个时间来思想你话语的时候,
we turn once again to thee, Lord.
我们要再次将我们的眼目注视在你的身上。
And we confess, Lord, we do not have any words that can help anyone.
我们要承认在我们里面没有任何的话语能够帮助任何人。
But you, Lord, have words of eternal life.
可是你,我们的主却有永生之道。
You, Lord Jesus, are the very word of God, the expression of his heart and mind.
因为你,我们的主,乃是神的道,能够将神的心意完全的彰显。So
Lord, would you speak to each one of us?
求主,你向我们每一个人说话。Even
Lord, we turn to you and trust that Holy Spirit that was given, even to reveal Christ and lead to Christ, will do just that in this hour.
所以我们要仰望你，我们也相信圣灵是来是为了要彰显基督，引领我们到基督，就在这个时刻要做这样子的工作。
We pray for that clothing of the Holy Spirit for speaking, translating, and listening to the Word of God.
我们求圣灵来披戴那个讲的、说的，并且听的。
We pray for the glory of God in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. So would you turn with me again to Matthew?
我们请大家再翻到马太福音。And
we want to read in chapter, starting from chapter 17.
我们要从第十七节开始。马太福音第十七章。
We're going to read just one verse in chapter 17.
我们就从第十七章的一节，我们读一节。
Matthew chapter 17.
马太福音十七章。
What is probably the main burden for this time?
这可能是这个时候这个最主要的负担。
Matthew 17 and verse 5.
马太福音十七章第五节。
While he was still speaking, that is Peter, for those of you that probably is the first time you're here, this is the Mount of Transfiguration. And Peter was speaking, and then it says, while he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, this is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
如果弟兄姊妹今天是第一次来的话，知道在第十七章第五节里面说话的是彼得，是在变化山上。 彼得这么说，说话之间突然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
And then we're going to go back to chapter 16.
让我们再回到第16章。
And read the so-called confession of Peter.
这边是讲到彼得所宣告承认的。
We're going to read to the end of the chapter, starting in verse 16.
我们要从第16节开始，一直读到这一章的结束。
Simon Peter answered, of course, this is to the question that our Lord Jesus had asked, who do you say that I am? And he answered, you are the Christ.The Son of the Living God.
在第十六节，西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是神，永生神，是永生神的儿子。”当然，这边是彼得回答主耶稣基督在第十五节所问的问题。耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
Verse 17, and Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter.And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
十七节，耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。”阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，把你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；把你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Verse 20, then he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed.And be raised up on the third day.
当下耶稣嘱咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan.You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but on man's.
彼得就拉着他，劝他说：主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。耶稣转过来对彼得说：撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Verse 24, Then Jesus said to his disciples,If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then repay every manAccording to his deeds.
24节，于是耶稣对门徒说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必上吊生命；凡为我上吊生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？人只在他父的荣耀里，同着众使者降临。那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
And then we would like to look to some verses in the epistles of Peter. If you turn to his first epistle on chapter 2.
接下来我们要看彼得的一些的书信，我们请大家翻到彼得前书第二章。
We will read starting from verse 4.
我们从第四节开始。
And coming to him, that is the Lord Jesus.As to a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第四节，主乃活石， 固然是被人所弃，却是被神所拣选所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Next two verses from the last chapter of this epistle, chapter 5. We'll read verse 1 and 10.
接下来我们要从第五章，同一卷书的第五章，从第一节和第二节，读第一节和第二节。
First Peter 5 verse 1, Therefore, I exhort the elders among you, as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed.
第五章第一节，我这做长老，做基督受苦见证，同享后来要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。
I will not read the exhortation per se, which starts in verse 2, but I just want to underline the last sentence in verse 1. And a partaker also, referring to himself and the elders, partaker of the glory that is to be revealed.
我就不读第二节，不过我在第一节刚才读过的地方，我要请大家注意到这边讲到说同享后来要显现之荣耀的，那这边他是劝勉那些同作长老的人。
And next in verse 10 in the same chapter, After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen,And establish you.
接下来我们读第十节，那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀，等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
And if you turn to the second epistle of Peter, just turn the page in your Bible,
请大家在
maybe even not that.
请大家再翻到彼得后书。
In chapter 1 of 2 Peter, we'll read starting from verse 16.
我们从第一章的第16节开始。
It says, For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father,Such an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
第16节和17节，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Well, brothers and sisters, we come to the third, message on this series on meditations on sonship.
弟兄姊妹们，我们已经来到这一连串信息的第三堂信息，关乎到一同思想儿子名分的事。
And perhaps it's a good idea, especially on behalf of for the benefit of those that could not attend the previous ones, just to briefly mention what was the main thing that was said in each one of the two previous messages.
也许这是一个好的主意，特别是为着弟兄姊妹没有办法参加前面两堂信息的，这边是简短的指出来在这前面两堂信息的重点。
So in our first message, we tried to explore the question, what is sonship?
所以在第一堂的信息里面，我们试着要来看什么是儿子的名分。
And I'll just give you one phrase that sums up the many things that were said.
我就要给大家一句话来做一个总结。
Actually, our brother, thank you. You already did the intro wonderfully for me. But let me just state it again.
刚才领事的弟兄已经帮我把这一句话说出来了，不过让我再说一次。
Simply put,
简单的说，
sonship in the Bible means to be conformed to the image of the Son.
儿子的名分从圣经里面来看就是被磨成那儿子的模样。
When we are conformed to that image, sonship is realized, so to speak, in our lives.
当我们被磨成那儿子的形象的时候呢，这个儿子的名分在我们身上就成为一个实际。
We said that by new birth, every believer in the Lord Jesus is a child of God.
我们说到，当借着这个新生重生，每一个在神里面的儿女都是一个孩子。
But then the Bible says,that those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
可是圣经里面讲到说，凡被神的灵所引导的，乃是神的儿子。
It's almost implying that, there is a difference between being a little child of God and a mature son of God.
这边好像让我们看见这边有一个暗示，不同的，关乎到成为神的小孩子，还有神的儿子。
Sonship is something that is intended for the, by the Lord for every one of his children.
这一个神的儿子的名分是靠着主是试着要给每一个人的。
But it's not something automatic.
可是这却不是自动发生的一件事。
It implies maturity in the Lord Jesus.
他这边所指向的乃是需要有在主里面的成熟。
It implies that the new life of Christ that we received when we believed in Him now is going to grow and grow and develop and develop. And then you have sonship.
这边特别是讲到说，当我们在主里面得着这个新生命，它不断的成长，不断的发展，之后我们就得着了这个儿子的名分。
So that was the basic idea in the first message, and it sums up in sonship means to be conformed to the image of the Son.
这就是第一堂信息里面最基本的这个意念。这总结的来说，就是我们当我们被磨成神儿子形象的时候，我们这就是儿子的名分。
So in the second message, we try to explore, okay, but what does it mean then to be conformed to His image? Can we try to elaborate a little bit on that?
所以当我们来到第二堂信息的时候，我们就问这个问题，那什么是，我们知道什么是儿子的名分，那怎么样能够得着儿子的名分，怎么样被磨成他的形象？
And we saw that this whole event in Caesarea Philippi starts with that declaration, that revelation that the Father gives to Peter. You are the Christ about the Lord Jesus.
在我们看见刚才所描述在撒加利亚腓立比那边所发生的事件，那一开始是彼得说你是基督，是神的儿子。
And to that the Lord replies, I also tell you that you are Peter and upon this rock is actually the same word there in Greek. It's almost like a play of words.Peter means a stone, and the Lord Jesus himself is that rock upon which he is going to build his church.
之后主在那边回答说，你是彼得，那我要在这个磐石上建造教会。这个彼得和这个磐石在这边好像在玩文字游戏，因为在这个原文里面讲的这个彼得和磐石都讲到是石头。
Peter is being constituted with the same life and nature.Of the Lord Jesus, the Christ.
彼得在那边有得着耶稣基督的生命跟性情在他里面组成。
And if he's the Christ, the meaning of that is very simple. He's the anointed one, supremely the man of the Spirit.
在这个基督的意思，简单的说就是受膏者，是那一个完全属圣灵的人。
He is the one upon whom, for the first time in history,The Holy Spirit came and remained.
他是那一个在人类历史里面第一次圣灵不仅来降在他身上，并且能够住在他身上。
And he's the one that baptizes in the Holy Spirit. In other words, he introduces us in a realm which is not ours by nature.
他并且是那一位用圣灵施浸的。他也换句话说，他就是那一位带领我们进入到一个我们不是属于我们自己所明白所有的那个领域当中。
Everything in the life of the Lord Jesus as the perfect second man, the Son of Man, is characterized by the person of the Holy Spirit. Everything.
在这一个完全的人子的身上，他每一件事情都为圣灵所掌管，带着圣灵的特性。
And if that is the case,If that is his main characteristic, that is what has to characterize us. If we are indeed in this way of sonship, of becoming conformed to the image of the Son.
如果这个在基督身上是他这一个做人子的特性的话，这也当是我们这一般在过程，在被磨成神儿子形象过程里面当有显出来的特性。
Okay, all that said, trying to recap the two first messages,
这就是我试着想要把前面这两堂信息稍微做一个回顾。
We would like to take a step further now by the grace of the Lord.
靠着主的恩典，我们要再往前走一步。
And we want to consider the matter of training unto sonship.
我们要来思想这一个受训练以致得着儿子的名分。
Actually, when we read the story In Matthew chapter 16.
当我们读马太福音第16章这一个事件的时候,
we realize very clearly that after Peter is given such revelation of the Lord Jesus,
我们看见一件事情非常清楚的, 就是当彼得得着了这一个启示,
and after the Lord Jesus himself now expands that revelation of the fathers, I also tell you, Peter, that you are Peter and upon this rock. After that,
在那个之后呢, 主再继续说, 你是彼得, 我在这个磐石上要建造教会。
The Lord will start to deal with Peter in a quite severe way.
然后之后主就在那边对付彼得, 用一个非常严厉的方式对付他。
He entered into training unto sonship.
他在那个时候就进入到为着得着儿子名分而有的训练。
And brothers and sisters, we are all in the same school.
弟兄姊妹们,
if you are the Lord's, and I trust you are, we are all in that same school unto sonship.
如果弟兄姊妹们,
so, considering what happens after that revelation that Peter receives is extremely instructional, very, very important for us to understand what happens in that school unto sonship.
如果我们看彼得所得着启示之后所发生的事情，我们看见这是非常非常重要，并且带着指示性的，让我们看见如何在基督的学校里面能够得着儿子的名分。But
before we do that, it would be really, I think, of value if we see what Peter says in his two epistles. We read two passages, one from the first, one from the second epistle.
在我们看的之前，我想是非常有价值的，让我们看彼得所写的两封书信。我们刚才已经读过了一段的经文，是在彼得前书，另外是在后书。
I don't know if you noticed, but essentially Peter is somehow recounting or echoing what happened in both events, which are kind of united somehow, in that so-called confession of Peter, and what happens on the Mount of Transfiguration.
从这两段经文我们看见彼得好像在那边回述，并且或者是在那边回应，在当时在变化山上他所看见的景象。
Remember, after his confession, the Lord says, I also tell you that you are a stone. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
记得吗? 当他回答之后，主对他说, 你是彼得，你是小石头, 那我要在我这个磐石上建造教会。
But then in his first epistle, he says, and coming to him, that is the Lord Jesus, as to a living stone, he, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God, you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house.
在彼得前书第一章第二章第四节，彼得这么说：主乃活石，固然是被人所弃，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵。你们来到神主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫。Do
you see the parallel?
你们看见这一个彼此对照的情况吗？
In the gospel, you are a stone, and upon this rock. In the epistle, we are coming to a living stone, or to a precious stone in other translations. And we are as living stones ourselves. Now, not just Peter, all of us being built up unto a spiritual house.
所以我们看见吗? 在福音书里面讲到说，彼得是那一个石头，是一块石头。可是当我们来到彼得前书里面讲的时候，是讲到主乃是那活石，那我们都一同来到主的跟前，我们都成为活石。
It is almost as if Peter is taking the experience that he had, that revelation that was given to him, but he is applying it to every single believer.
这就好像彼得，他就是他自己的经历，就是他所得着的启示，他把它运用在每一个信徒身上。
And indeed, Peter in that passage stands just as a representative for every single believer.
实际上彼得在福音书里面那段经文所表现的乃是一个代表性的，为的是所有的信徒。
Because if we are the Lord's, that experience happened to all of us
因为如果我们是属主的话，这一个经历是每我们应该都有这样的经历。
And I mean, we came one day to the one who is a precious stone, the Lord Jesus.
就是有一天我们来到我们的主耶稣基督跟前，就是那宝贵的房角石。
Even the one who is the rock of ages, cleft for me.
就是那一个万古的磐石为我们裂开的那一位。
And as we came to him, we who are dust by nature.By his wonderful grace become living stones in his building, in his church.
当我们来到他跟前的时候，因为就着我们的本性，我们原本是尘土，可是如今却成为石头，能够在他的手中被建造，成为他的灵宫。
However, Peter is a representative not just in that first part of the experience. He's a representative in the whole story there.
彼得在那一个不仅仅他是做他的代表性不仅仅是在这个事件的开端而已而是在这个整个事件里面他都具有那代表性的意义
Because the Lord is going to start to deal with Peter to train him and that is something that he will do to any believer anyone that belongs to him
因为主从那点开始他就要开始对付他开始要训练他而这一个事情呢是发生在每一个属他的人的身上
So that is the first thing that he recalls and that he does in his first epistle
这就是他彼得在彼得前书里面他所回忆并且他里面所描述的
But now in his second epistle he recalls what happens in Matthew chapter 17
当我们来到彼得后书的时候他这边所讲的乃是在马太福音第17章
He talks of the Lord Jesus He recallsThe voice that they heard on that mountain.
他在那边就回忆到在那变化山上他所听见的声音。
He tells us that he had been an eyewitness of his majesty.
他在那边讲说他是那个主威荣的目击者。
And he even tells us of what exactly the voice said on the mountain that he heard.
并且说他在那个山上他所听见的声音所说的话。
And now, he understood very well that what happened in the mountain, again, is something that applies to every single believer, not just to himself.
并且他也知道在那个山上所发生的事情不仅仅是对着他而是应用在所有的信徒身上。
Or to put it more precisely, is something that is intended by God for every single believer.
或者我们更准确的这么说这乃是神盼望能够向着所有信徒所做的。
Well, how do we know that?
我们怎么知道这件事呢?
I'll borrow a verse from go back to the first epistle, but remember, he's mentioning here the glory of the Lord in the mountain.
我要从这个他前书里面借一段的经文，不过请大家记着，他这边讲到乃是变化山上的荣耀。
But in 1 Peter chapter 5, he speaks that we, and he's talking to the elders, and he's including himself,We are partakers also of the glory that is to be revealed.
所以在彼得前书五章一节他讲说我这个做长老的他这边讲的是包括所有做长老的他讲到是乃是要同享后来要显现之荣耀的。
So he recalls both things that are happening in Matthew chapter 16 and chapter 17.
所以我们看见在马太福音16章跟17章里面所发生的事件。
So this morning we have to take a look to what is happening in between those two things, in between his confession and in between the Mount of Transfiguration.
现在我们所要看到的乃是在这两个事件里面中间所发生的就是在他的宣告还有在变化山上之间的事。
See, we would think naturally that Matthew chapter 16 verse 16 when Peter makes that wonderful confession,Given to him by the Father, that is like the top of spiritual experience. He's in, you know, the peak of the mountain.
Yeah. 在我们想到说在马太福音第16章里面他所得着的启示实在是父所赏赐给他的就好像他已经到了他这个属灵经历的一个高峰。
Maybe you even think that he's ready to graduate from the school of Christ.
也许在那个时候你想说他已经预备要从这个基督的学校里面毕业了。
But to our surprise, it's like 5 minutes later, I'm not sure if it's five, but it's really, really shortly after that revelation. Our Lord Jesus begins to show to his disciples that he is going to go to the cross.
可是非常令人讶异的是就是在大概在 不知道是不是五分钟，反正很短的时间之后，主就在那边对他门徒说，他要上十字架。
And amazingly, Peter, he cannot take that. He, you know, let me say something. I'll open a parenthesis. I don't want to be harsh on my brother. Because I have no doubt whatsoever that he's doing that out of the best intentions that he can gather together.
在那个时候可能让我很讶异的，彼得在那时候没有办法接受主所说的，我在这边要挂一个刮胡先挂一边，因为呢我不愿意对我的弟兄太严厉，不过呢因为他所说的乃是出于他人最好的善意。
So when he hears the Lord saying, I'm going to go to the cross, I'm going to die.
他在那边听到主耶稣说我要上十字架，我要在那边死。
Peter goes and says, No, Lord, no way. That cannot happen. You're the Messiah. A Messiah cannot die in his conception.
所以彼得在一边回答就说，不不不，不能是这样的，这些事情绝不临到你身上，因为你是弥赛亚，弥赛亚不能死在他的意念里面。
And of course, he's rebuked by the Lord in the severest possible way that you can imagine.
然后在那个时候呢，他就受到主的责备，用一个非常我们所能够想象最严厉的方式受到责备。
It's actually one of the most severe, if not the most severe rebuking that we find in the whole Bible.
如果不是最严厉的话，恐怕也是最严厉的之中，在整本圣经里面我们所能找到的。
It's amazing. The Lord, it's almost calling Peter Satan. Get behind me, Satan.
主在那边叫彼得，几乎叫彼得是撒旦，他说撒旦站在我后边去。
Well, brothers and sisters, I feel we have to realize that the severity of the rebuke, it just commensurates the size of the problem. That is not just Peter's problem. I hope I don't offend you, but it's your problem, and if that offends you, it's mine as well. I hope that kind of improves a little bit the thing here.
So,我想这个我之所以这个大家看到这一个责备呢是如此的严厉，是这因为是这个责备的背后呢是讲到这个问题的的大那而这个问题呢不仅仅是彼得的，也是你的，也是我的。
The reason for such a severe rebuking is because the Lord knows that the problem will prevent the very purpose of God to be fulfilled.
因为这个责备是如此的严厉，因为主知道在这个背后是会拦阻主神的旨意得以成全。
What is the problem?
这问题的所在是什么呢？
In one word, self-life.
用一句简单的话说就是己生命。
Peter's self or soulish life, because it's one and the same thing. That is the big problem.
彼得的己生命或者他的魂生命就是这个最大的问题。
It's something that ruins the broth.
Ruin the
broth. It's a fly in the soup. It ruins the whole thing.
Okay. 这一个事情呢，就把一切事情都搞糟了。
It's something that if goes undealt with, the Lord Jesus knows very well, it will prevent the purpose of God from being fulfilled.
在那个时候主知非常的清楚这一件事情会拦阻神的旨意得以成全。
It's his self-life or soul life.
这就是己生命或者魂生命。
So where do you see his soul life? Where I'm coming from in making this statement?
在这里看你从哪里看见就是他的魂生命，这魂从哪里在边做了一个宣告呢？
Well, as we mentioned already, if you study the Bible carefully,soul, our soul is essentially the sum up of our personality.
如果弟兄姊妹仔细读圣经的话，我们看见我们这魂就说到我们这一个人格。
And our soul includes three main faculties.
在我们的魂里面包括了三个主要的官能。
There is our mind, that is part of your soul.
包括我们的心思，这是我们魂里面的一部分。
Emotions is part of our soul.
我们的情感，这也是魂的一部分。
Volition, our will,part of our soul.
我们的意志也是我们魂的一部分。
If you put these things together, mind, emotion, will, that is the sum of your personality and mind.
如果我们把这三件事情凑在一块，我们的心思、情感、意志，这就是描述了我们这一个人，我们的人格。
But when we look to this episode, to what is happening, when Peter takes the Lord aside,and says, no, Lord, this is not going to happen. You see that those three things, in the clearest possible way, they are there.
如果我们看见当时的事件的话，当彼得拉着主劝他说， 主啊，万不可如此。那在这一个话语里面，我们看见这个魂的三方面的表现。
Let me qualify this. I'll repeat something we mentioned yesterday. I'm sorry about that. Because I think it's really important to get this right.
我想让我在这边先做一个澄清。我们昨天讲到一些话，一些事情，我想我们必须要把这些事情说得非常的准确。
It was God himself who created the soul of man and created our personality.
是主我们的神他为我们创造了我们的魂，并且呢给我们这样子的性格。
God never intended human beings to be soulless. Just a body and a spirit. That would be like almost like an angel. Well, angels don't even have body, right?
神从来没有要人没有魂，不是要人做一个没有魂的人，只有灵或体，有点像天使，实际上天使连体都没有。
But as you remember, in the fall of man, something is happening to the soul of man.
可是我们知道在人堕落的时候呢，在人的魂里面就发生了一些事。
A certain poison was injected in the soul life of humanity when man fell, and that is the problem.
当人堕落的时候呢，就有一个毒液进到人性的魂里面，这就是问题的所在。
So we said, and I'll repeat, there are two special trees in the Garden of Eden.
那我再重复的说一次，在伊甸园里面有两棵特别的树。
The tree of knowledge of good and evil.
有一棵是分辨知识善恶树的果子。
And the tree of life.
然后另外一棵呢是生命树。
The Lord said, you shall not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
主说你不可从那分辨知识善恶树上吃果子。
Because the day you eat of it, you will certainly die.
主说如果你吃的话，吃的那日你就必要死。
And of course that tree, the tree of knowledge, that is something that corresponds to our minds, to our souls.
我们当然知道这个知识树里面所说的乃是回应到我们的魂，讲到我们的心思。
On the other hand, there is the tree of life.
另外一面讲到这个生命树。
And that tree, there was no restriction from the Lord about not eating it, not at all.
关乎到这一棵树，从主那边没有任何的禁止，主没有说不能吃它。
Actually, we almost have a hint, as if the Lord is winking, quote unquote, and saying, that is what, you should choose that one.
所以实际上从那边我们看见，从主那边有一个暗示，好像主在那边跟他们眨眼睛说，你们要去吃那棵树。
And those trees stand for two choices that man had.
这一类边这两棵树所代表的就是人所面对两个选择。
If he chooses to eat of the tree of life, that represents the choice of living by his spirit. By that organ that is characterized by a relationship with his maker.
如果他们拣选去从那个生命树上吃果子的话，就表示他们从那开始愿意靠着灵而活，在这个灵的官能里面有一个活的与他们造他的造物主有一个活的关系。
It represents living in dependence of God.
这边讲到是靠着主而活。
But the tree of knowledge of good and evil represents living by your own soul independently from God, and that's the problem.
可是如果你从那个知识善恶树吃果子的话，那你就这边讲到是乃是你靠着你自己的魂而活，与那个主独立了，向着主独立了。
Well, we know that Adam and Eve, they fell. They ate of the wrong tree, and the consequence is that their spirit died. Their communication with God ceased.
我们知道亚当夏娃他们做了错误的拣选，那他们就以至于他们从那个知识善恶树上的吃了果子，使得他们与神的那个活的连结就被切断了。
And now they live on their own, so to speak, by their own soul life.
那从那时候开始呢，他们就靠着自己的魂生命过着他们自己的生活。
And as we read yesterday, when Adam gives birth to Seth,is the first in that genealogy, right? We read that he begat a son in his own image and likeness.
当我们知道，当我们昨天所读的经文里面讲的，当亚当有他的后裔的时候呢，他从这个他的后裔就有他的模样，他的样式。
And that is the tragedy of humanity.
那就是这就是人类的悲剧。
We are born in this world with a body, with a soul, and with a dead spirit.
当我们来到这世，生在这个世界里面的时候呢，我们有我们的身体，有我们的魂，可是有一个死的灵。
And it means that we are used our whole lives before meeting the Lord. We are used to live by our own mind, by our own emotion, by our own will.
这就是说在我们遇见主之先呢我们是完完全全靠自己而活用我们自己的心思情感意志而活。
So the problem, let me just qualify my statement. The problem is not the soul per se, but the problem is the soul after the fall that became self-centered, independent from God.
所以我在一边试的要再说明的是这不是完完全全是魂的问题而是当人堕落之后魂变得以自我为中心开始独立于神。
Self becomes the main spring of our lives.
这一个己成为我们生命里面的源泉。
Why is that a poison, as I mentioned?
为什么这成为一个毒药呢
Because of course, you remember there is a serpent in that story.
当然我们记得在那个故事里面有那条蛇。
And that is Satan, of course. He's the one trying to lead man in that direction of self-life.
当然这就是撒旦他盼望能够领人进入到那一个靠己生活的光景里。
And that actually is what characterizes Satan's own life.
因为那边所描述的乃是撒旦自己生命的特性。
When you read Isaiah chapter 14,You have a description of the king of Babylon.
当你读以赛亚书第四章的时候，那边有对巴比伦王的一个描述。
It's a prophecy.
这是一个预言。
But when you read closely, that prophecy cannot be applied just to a human being.
可是如果你仔细读的话，你发现那个预言没有办法那个应验在一个人身上。
The king of Babylon there is a type.
巴比伦王在那个预言里面是一个预表。
And it typifies Lucifer.
这边所表的所说的乃是路西佛
The Archangel
这是天使长
He is the one When you read in that chapter He said I will go up to the throne of God I will be I five or six times
在如果你读了一段预言的话你 看见他说我要升上神的宝座我要这样我要那样大概出现了五次到六次的我
And that is what started to When he fell That is what characterizedhis own life, self-life, self-centeredness.
这就是当他堕落天使长堕落的时候他生命的特性他就是以自我为中心他自私。
Well, in the fall of man, somehow Satan, he succeeded in injecting that poison of self-life into human race.
当人堕落的时候撒旦在将这个毒液这个己的毒液灌在人里面的这件事情上面他成功了。
And that became the characteristic of human life.
这就成为人 生命的一个特征。
So when we go back now to the story of Peter and talking to the Lord, what happens after the confession.
现在我们要回到彼得在他这个做宣告之后所发生的事。
If we look closely, we will see that Peter's soul is all over the place.
如果我们仔细看的话我们看见彼得的这魂呢在每一很多点上面都出现了。
Think about it for a second. Why would he say to his master, whom he loves, No, no, Lord, that is not going to happen to you.
我们想想看他对他所爱的主为什么会说这句话呢他说主啊万万不可如此。
Well, he has love for his master. He has natural, see his emotions?
他有向着他主的爱这一个自然天然的爱你看见呢这边有情感
We cannot go too hard on Peter here
我们对彼得在这里不能太严厉
There is plenty of good intentions behind what he's doing
在他的背后有非常好的用意
However, there are good intentions that spring from Adamic life
可是这一个好的企图呢却是从那个亚当的生命里面流出来的
And that is the problem
那就是问题的所在。
His emotion is there, and he has a good intention, No, Lord, I want to spare you from that. You cannot die on the cross.
他这边他有他的情感的发表，他这边有一个好的用意，他说，主啊，万不可如此，我要让你不要去遭遇这样子的下场。
There is a mentality that Peter, that is somehow is informing Peter's course of action.
在那边有彼得他有自己的意念他在那边呢使得彼得有这样子的表现
Is that Jewish outlook that well Messiah has to reign forever and ever That's what I understand So Lord you must be this time only You must be wrong
所以在彼得他那个犹太教的那个背景里面，他知道他认为弥赛亚要掌权直到永远，所以他对主说，主啊，你就只有这一次是错的。
And because of that, Peter is set in his will in that course of action, and moved by good intentions, he tries to stop the Lord.
And 所以他就因着他这样子的心思意念并且呢出于他自己的好意，他就试着要在那边拦阻。
Now the problem with that Adamic self-life, self-centered life is this. Even when we have the best of intentions, there is something in that life that always goes off tangent when it comes to the things of the Lord. Always.
当我们从这个亚当生命所出来的这个行动的时候，虽然是出于好意的，总是有一个问题，就是关乎到主事情的时候呢，我们永远都是与主的心意相离的。
I remember Brother Lance Lambert, which I'm sure many of you had the privilege to meet. He used to say there is something that is deviant. It's hopelessly deviant in self-Adamic life, which we all have from the cradle.
I remember 过往所认识的兰培德弟兄，我相信很多弟兄姊妹们都认识他。他在一边特别讲到说，从我们的亚当生命里面，从摇篮开始呢，就有一个非常大的一个偏离。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢主。
He knows us so well.
因为他如此的认识我们。
It's so amazing to me that the Lord waits for that revelation.And that extra revelation, only then the whole problem will come to the surface in a clear way.
主在一边等着，一直等到他给的等到彼得得了那个启示之后，再加上另外一个启示，以至于这个整个问题呢就浮现出来。
But do you think the Lord was caught by surprise when this is happening after the revelation?
我不知道弟兄姊妹们是不是主让我们在那边让我们讶异，因为这件事情发生在这个启示之后。
Oh, thank the Lord. He knows our struggle. He knows.Our frame. He knows that we are dust.
因为我们感谢主，因为他知道我们不过是出于尘土。
And he went ahead. He gave the revelation, and he knows that he is able to do something that is going to counter that, to overcome that. Thank the Lord.
我们感谢主，因为他给了启示，他也知道要发生的事，并且他知道如何能够胜过这些事。
Peter needs to be trained unto sonship.And has to have that self-life dealt with in some way. And this is what we are calling this morning, the school of sonship.
我们因为知道彼得在那边需要受训练以致得着儿子的名分，他在他的生命里面有些事情需要被受对付，那这就是我们今天早上所说的基督的学校，受训练以致得儿子的名分。
It's extremely meaningful to me that immediately after thatVery strong rebuke of the Lord. You read that very famous verse 24.
如果这对我来讲是非常有意义的。我们看见当那个严厉的指责之后，那接下来的那一段的经文，那这是24节。
The Bible says, "Then the Lord said to his disciples."
他圣经这么讲说，于是耶稣对门徒说
，If any man wishes to come after me."
若有人要跟从我。
See that there is a call here.
你们看见这边有一个呼召。
Nothing is being imposed.
在这边没有一个强加的事情。
This is a call to discipleship. A call to be, if you want a different term, to be in a school that is going to train you.
这边是哪一个呼召，呼召做门徒，或者我们换句话说呢，乃是呼召让你进入学校使你受训练。
We are never forced to be in the school.
我们从来没有被勉强被推进到学校里。
It's something that if you want, you're welcome to enroll.
这乃是如果你愿意的话，你是非常受欢迎的，能够进入到这个学校里。
If any man wants to come after me,
若有人要跟从我
，let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Now.We are so used to these verses that sometimes we miss various things that we shouldn't miss.
因为我们对这段的经文如此的熟悉，有的时候我们会忽略了一些不该忽略的事。
When we follow someone, it implies that we are under his leadership now.
如果我们跟从一个人的话，那就是说我们跟从那个人的带领。
To follow someone means that you're going to set aside your natural course of action, and you're going to be under submitting to his leading now.
跟从某一个人就是说你在这个时候要把你自己原来的那个路程撇在一边，你要跟随那个人的带领。
Follow me, or be led by me.
跟从我，或者说，换句话说就是让我来带领你。
Do you remember Hebrews chapter 2 that we've been reading these days?
记不记得在希伯来书第二章里面我们所读到的经文
?That he is bringing, or perhaps a better translation, he's leading many sons to glory.
我们的主是带是引领众子进入荣耀。
How does that leading happen?
这一个带领这个引领是怎么发生的呢
?If any man wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross,And follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
You know, those disciples, they followed the Lord Jesus in a very literal sense. The Lord said, I'm going to Jerusalem. Everybody's going and follow physically.
我们知道那些门徒，他们是一个在字义上面非常紧紧的来跟随主。当主说我要去耶路撒冷的时候，他们就去耶路撒冷。
But how do we follow the Lord now?
可是我们如何来跟从主呢
?Walk in the Spirit.
乃是随着圣灵而行。
Those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
那些被神的灵所引导的就是神的儿子。
The school of sonship.
这就是在这个儿子名分的学校里面。
That is the training. But what do we learn exactly in this school?
这就是这个所受的训练。可是在这个学校里面，我们学的是什么呢
？Of course, it's probably verse 24 goes to the root of the problem.
当然，在第二十四节里面讲到说，我们来到这个问题的根源。
Our big problem is our self-Adamic life.
我们最大的问题就是我们这个己生命，这个亚当的生命。
And our Lord says, if you want to come after me, okay, you have to deny yourself.
主说如果你要来跟从我的话好那你现在你就要舍己
Say no to that Adamic life
你要向那个亚当的生命说不
I once heard Brother Kong saying something that really touched me
有一次我听到江弟兄所说的一些的话让我很受感动
well, I heard him say a gazillion things that touched me but let me mention one to you
他说了很多话都非常多的话都让我很受感动不过让我只说一句
He said what is to deny yourself?
他说什么叫做舍己
Well, it's kind of a bad example, quote unquote, but it gets you the idea. So deny yourself is what Peter did to the Lord when the Lord was about to go to the cross. Yeah, it's weird, I know. But that's what he denied the Lord. He denied the wrong person.
什么叫做否认主否认主虽然说这个例子不是特别好不过这边所讲的呢就是当彼得对当主在上十字架之前彼得对主所说的那些话
And I'm sorry, this is the idea of denying, not denying yourself. He denied the Lord. He said, I do not know that man. You remember that, right?
So, 这边所讲的不是舍己这边所讲的乃是否认我们记得彼得曾说我不认识那个人
The problem is that Peter, in that occasion, he's denying the wrong person.
这个问题是彼得在那个当口呢他是否认了错的人。
To deny ourselves simply means to say to ourselves, I do not know you.
舍己简单的说就是对我这个己说我不认识你。
When the flesh raises its ugly head, as they say,
当这个我们的肉体举起来他那个丑恶的头的时候
What are we supposed to do?
我们应该做什么
We say, I do not know you. I do not have to satisfy your demands. I have nothing to do with you. That is to deny yourself.
那在这个时候呢我们就必须对我们的己说我不认识你我不需要满足你的要求我跟你一点都没有关系这就叫做舍己
And we take up our cross, which means death.
那当我们要背起自己十字架的时候呢，这边所说的乃是死。
And we follow the Lord.
我们就来跟从主。
But death of what exactly?
可是这个死所说的意思是什么
？Is death of that self-soulish Adamic life, which is our greatest problem?
这个死所说的就是那一个亚当的生命，这个魂的这个己这个魂的生命必须要死。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think if we face it very honestly, I think we're going to all admit that probably we have a very negative view. And we find that this whole matter is kind of, oh, it's so heavy. You know, we have to deny ourselves and take up our cross. Wow, it's a hard school. I'm sorry, brother. I'm forgetting about you.
But 弟兄姊妹们，如果我们很诚实的、很坦白的面对这个情况的话，我们发现这个整个事情好像是非常的严肃、非常的沉重。我们必须要舍己，我们必须要死。哦，这个学校的功课很难。
But brothers and sisters, may the Holy Spirit readjust our perspective.Our understanding of the matter. Because actually, this is tremendously positive.
各位弟兄姊妹们，盼圣灵能够给我们一个正确的眼光，因为这整件的事情是非常的正面的。
When you deny yourself, yes, there is an emptying. There is something that is going.
当我们愿意舍己的时候，在我们身上就有一个倒空，有一些事情必须要被挪去。
But I hope I do not offend you. What is going out the window is rubbish anyway.
盼望我所说的不会让你觉得没有触怒到你因为从那个窗户里面要被丢出去的实际上是垃圾。
Why should getting rid of the rubbish of our self-Adamic life be anything negative? It's a blessing, brothers and sisters.
如果我们想到从我们的魂生命是丢垃圾出去的丢垃圾出去的话呢，实际上这不是一件负面的事，实际上是一个祝福。
And when by the grace of God you deny yourself and the rubbish is out the window, guess what? Now space is created in our hearts for the Lord Jesus to fill in.
当我们靠着神的恩典能够将我们的魂生命这一个垃圾从那个窗子里面丢出去的时候，就在我们里面制造了一个空间让主自己能够来充满。
When he fills in, you start to become like him, sonship.
当我们愿意让主来充满我们的时候，我们就能够像他。
Oh, may the Lord readjust our understanding on this whole matter.
愿主能够修正我们对整件事情的认识。
I guess we are so caught up on, oh, it's so negative, it's so heavy, because perhaps we're looking just at the immediate thing, at the immediate cause, without looking at the big picture.
如果我们只看这事件是如此的负面，如此的沉重，恐怕我们只是看到的片面，而没有看到这个整个图画。
Our Lord Jesus continues this wonderful passage, and He is going to add to that wonderful call.
当我们的主就继续诉说，他从在这个呼召之后，他还加了一些的话。
In verse 25 of chapter 16, our Lord Jesus says, "For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will gain it, or will find it."
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
You know, that life in the original language is psyche or soul. That's where you get psychology. It's simply soul. That is the word life in Greek.
在这个生命里面，在原文的意思原文的那个字叫做 psyche, and 它这个意思呢就是我们的魂，这边是讲的这个同样的字根就是我们现在在英文里面讲到这个心理学的这个。
And when essentially the Lord is alluding to what just happened to Peter.
在这个时候呢主在那边试着要引我们看见在彼得身上发生什么事。
When Peter is talking to the Lord out of his good intentions, out of his emotion, out of his mentality,He wants to have it his way, you see?
当彼得向主所说话的时候，他盼望是能够，是出于他自己的情感，出于他的心思意志，他盼望在那边，那主能够按照他的意思行。
That is to preserve our own souls, to save our souls.
在那个时候，彼得试着要保全他自己的魂，保全他的魂生命。
But when we let it go, when we let our will go, which is the hardest thing on earth,When we let it go, we are going to save our souls.
如果我们愿意让我们的意志能够走，再离开我们的话，这实际上是在世界里面最难做的一件事。可是，在那个点上面，我们就要让我们的魂能够得救。
Actually, it's not us saving our souls. When we let it go, the Lord is the one that is saving, purifying, making that soul, bringing it back to the original intention of God. No longer the selfish.Self-centered soul, but now the soul that is filled with Christ.
这个当我们愿意在这个点上面放手的时候呢，不是我们自己能够拯救自己，而是让主能够救拔我们，使得我们的魂呢不再是自私，不再是为自己，不再是自我为中心，而是能够回到神当初创造人魂当有的光景。
Now, brothers and sisters, there is something that is very a consequence of this whole matter that is extremely important.
在弟兄姊妹们，我们看见在整个事件的背后有一个后果结局，这是非常重要的。
And our Lord Jesus in the continuation of that conversation, He will essentially tell us what is the consequence if we decide to, okay, I'm going to try to preserve my soul, to always have it my way. What happens to us?
主在这边说，如果我们还像是主说，我要保留我的自己，希望能够照着我自己的意思行，那最后的结局是怎么样？
In verse 27, our Lord Jesus says, For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds.
27节，主说，人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
See, this matter of saving ofPreserving our souls or losing it to gain it has to do with the coming of the Lord.
所以我们看见在这边讲到说，我们是不是保存我们的自己的魂，或者是我们愿意将它舍去，以至于能够得着生命，而这些事情呢，是关乎到主的荣耀和降临。
If we go the easy way, the way that is the easiest for all of us, say, no, I don't want so much trouble, I want to have it my way. Okay, you have it your way here in this day.
如果我们说我们要按照我们自己的意思行，我们要走那个简单的路，那你现在就能够得着你自己的意思。
But when the Lord Jesus comes back in His glory, He's going to reward you according to your deeds, according to your refusal to deny yourself.
可是当主回来的时候，在他荣耀里面，他就要按照你的行为来报应你，你所做的呢，就是你不愿意舍己。
And thank the Lord.When we deny ourselves, when we take up our cross, our Lord Jesus, when He comes back, He is also going to reward us according to our deeds.
可是感谢主，如果我们愿意舍己，愿意背起我们的十字架，当主在他荣耀中降临的时候，他就按着我们所做的来报应我们。
Do you see why this matter is so important, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，你们看见这件事情是如此的重要。
It has to do with sonship.We said that sonship ends in glory, and there you have it.
我们讲到说，因为这件事情是关乎到儿子的名分，我们也提到说，儿子名分最终的结局乃是荣耀。
The Lord
在里面就看见了。
The Lord calls us to the school of sonship. If you want to come, come.
主在这边呼召我们进入到儿子的名分的学校里。如果你愿意，你就进来。
If any man wants to come after me,
如果有人要跟从我。
And if we cooperate in that school, if we deny ourselves, yes, when He comes back, He rewards us according to our deeds.
如果我们在这个学校里面与他合作，愿意舍己的话，当他在荣耀中降临的时候，就按照我们所做的报应我们。
Well, I want to start concluding and just have to say two more thoughts.
我要试着要准备做结，不过在这时候呢，我还有两个思想意念。
We said that this matter of being a child of God is a state that belongs to everyone that has truly believed in the Lord Jesus.
我们讲到说做神的儿女，神的孩子，这个是一个所有真实信主的人所得着的光景。
However, sonship is something that is prospective. It is a potential.
可是讲到这个儿子，这乃是一个潜能，我们将来可以得着的。
Now it's very interesting.Because when we get to the closing scene of the whole Bible, we have a verse that may lead us to think otherwise.
可是非常有趣的，当我们来到这个圣经最后要做结的时候，有一些的经文让我们好像有不同的意念。
If you turn to Revelation chapter 21, verse 7,
如果大家翻到启示录第21章第7节，
Revelation 21 verse 7.
启示录21章第七节。
And of course, this is a scene in the New Jerusalem, when all the things are concluded.
当然这边所描述的乃是在新耶路撒冷的景况，所有的事件都已经结束了。
You have new heavens and new earth, and the new Jerusalem has come down from heaven unto the new earth.
你有新天有新地，并且新耶路撒冷从天降下在这个 新地上。
And then you read, He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
第七节这么讲说，得胜的必承受这些为业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
Actually, it has been suggested that in the New Jerusalem you have all the saved, all the redeemed from all the ages. They are there in that city.
有人这么建议说，在新耶路撒冷里面有所有蒙救赎的，所有得救的，所有的儿子都在那个城里。
And brothers and sisters,If anyone has been saved by the Lord Jesus, once saved, saved forever.
弟兄姊妹们，如果有一个人在基督里得救了，一次得救就永远得救。
Our Lord is the one that says that anyone that comes to Him, in no way He'll cast them out. No way.
主说，如果有一个人来到他跟前，他绝对不会把他们撇弃。
At the end, every single believer will be in that city.
最后在所有的每一个信徒都会在那个城里。
And here the Lord says he's calling them sons, and that is mature son, it's not children.
在第七节里面讲到说他叫他主叫他们是儿子，这边是成熟的儿子，不是儿子。
In other words,
换句话说
when we get to that city, the work has been fully completed, and everyone now has attained to sonship.
换句话说，当我们来到那个城里的时候，主的工作就已经完成了，每一个人都已经得着了儿子的名分。
So how is that, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个什么样子的情况？
I feel that Romans 8:29, we've been reading this verse so many times, I think we have there a big clue about this. The Lord says there, or Paul says, by the Holy Spirit, that we have been predestined, those whom he called,And that implies anyone that was saved. They were predestined to be conformed to the image of the Son.
这个如何能够成为这样子呢？请大家回到罗马书第八章第二十九节，因为这边保罗借着圣灵在边说，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Now, brothers and sisters, when the Lord decides to do something,He will do it. And when He had predestined us before the foundation of the world, is not an accident in time, is before the world even existed, He had predestined every believer to become sons.
弟兄姊妹们，当主定义要做一些事情的时候，他必会完成。当他预先定义拣选我们做儿子的时候，这件事情是发生在创世之先，不是在时间中所做的一个决定。当他做这样子定义的时候，他必要成就。
Thank the Lord, He has decided to make you a son.
感谢主，因为他已经决定了要让你成为一个儿子。
And in the closing scene of the Bible, we see all of the redeemed, they are sons indeed.
当我们来到这个圣经最后终结的时候，我们看见所有的弟兄姊妹们都成为儿子。
His is indeed a love that will never let us go.
他的确他的爱不会让我们离开。
How come then I'm saying all this time that sonship is something that is prospective, a potential? If we read that everyone will be a son in that city.
为什么我一直在一边讲说好像这个儿子的名分是将来要得着的，是一个潜能，可是最终每个人都得着了。
The real question, brothers and sisters, is how long is going to take for us to become sons, to graduate, so to speak, from children unto sons. How long is going to take?
弟兄姊妹们，这边的问题的症结所在是要花多少时间使得我们能够从一个小孩子能够成为一个儿子。
Of course, that city is eternity future, is after the 1,000 years that the Lord has reigned on this earth, is the very last scene.
当然这一个新耶路撒冷是在将来的永世永远，那是在那个千年国度之后。
When we get there, the work is perfectly completed. He made it.
当我们进入那个城市的时候，那个所有的事情都已经结束完成了。
But the question is, do we need to wait that long to really get that, it's our graduation in the school of sonship, to become sons of God.
的问题就是在于我们是需要等那么久才能够从这一个儿子名分的学校里面毕业吗?
How much better if we learn today to be led by the Spirit of God. And even today, that sonship begins to be realized and fulfilled in our lives.
这是多么的美好, 如果今天我们就能够被圣灵引导, 好让儿子的名分现在就开始能够在我们里面, 能够实现出来。
And that is the real question when we consider this matter of sonship. How long is going to take for it to be fulfilled in your life and in mine?
所以当我们一同思想这个题目的时候, 这个问题就是在于, 这个要花多少时间能够让这个儿子的名分在你, 在我身上能够成为实际。
See, the verse that we read in Matthew 16, the Son of Man coming and rewarding every man according to their deeds, that is at His return, that could be at any moment. But after that, you have 1,000 years of the Lord reigning, and only then we have the New Jerusalem.
我们看见当主在这个马太福音第16章里面讲到说人子在他儿子在他父的荣耀里从众使者降临那时候他要按这个人按照他的行为报应个人那我们知道就是之后呢还有千年国度之后才进到新天新地
So the question for all of us this morning is how long is going to take in our lives for that work that the Lord predestined you and He will do it But how long is going to take?
这问题所在, 今天的问题就是在于, 当神已经定义要做他的工作, 可是在我们这一面要花多少的时间?
Have you enrolled in that school of sonship even today?
你今天是不是已经在那个儿子名分的学校里面报名了呢?
Are you denying yourself? Are you cooperating with the Holy Spirit?
你是愿意舍己, 愿意与圣灵合作吗?
If that is real in our lives today, brothers and sisters,
如果这件事情在我们的生活里面是真实的,
when our Lord Jesus comes back, remember Matthew chapter 13, then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. That is the very big one. The Lord Jesus returns is not in eternity future, no.
这个时候,那如果弟兄姊妹我们愿意这样子的话,我们就记得在马太福音第13章主所说的,当他回来的时候,义人在他们的父的国中要放光如同日头。
Well, brothers and sisters, I'm reminded of what Paul says to the Ephesians in chapter 5.
弟兄姊妹们,我在这边背着保罗在以弗所书第5章里面所说的话提醒。
That's verse 16. He's talking about evil days that we are living in.
大家这边讲到说,这个我们所处的现在这个邪恶的世代,
Of course, the closer we come to the close of this age, of the coming of the Lord Jesus, the worse the days will become. We know that.
我们知道当主来的日子越近的时候,我们这个世代会变得越邪恶。
We are at the close of 2017.
我们已经来到2017年最后要结尾的时候。
Do you remember the things that we saw with our own eyes happen in this year?
我们还记得我们亲眼目睹在过去这一年所发生的事件吗?
Very honestly, brothers and sisters.
非常诚实的,我们可以这么说。
Do we see that something is happening almost in every sphere? Is in the natural world and political world, whatever it is, it seems to be upheaval in an accelerated pace.
我们可以看见在我们所接触到的各方各面, 不论是在这个天然界, 不论是在政治界里面, 好像各方各面都是有一个, 加速的一个, 反抗期,
You remember that the Lord Jesus, in the prophetic sermon, He compares His coming as He says about things happening that are the beginnings of the pangs, or the beginnings of the pains.
我们记得我们的主在他提到关于呼召他自己再临的时候的预言, 他说这些事情的发生不过是惨难的开始。
The picture is of a woman that is about to give birth.
在那边所描述的乃是一个妇人在那边要, 经历生产之苦。
And as we know, when labor, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. When labor starts, you know, at the beginning, there is a contraction here and then a contraction there. The pains are moderate at the beginning.
如果我们知道一个妇人要开始要预备生孩子的时候呢，就开始有阵痛，有时候是一下这边有一点痛，一下那边有点痛。
But the closer you get, and every sister that is a mother here will tell you, I know it by theory, you know it by experience, the closer you get to the moment of birth, two things happen.
我们知道当产难要接近尾端的时候，每一个在这边做过母亲的姊妹们都知道，对我而言呢，我不过是认识她是从理论方面，姊妹们认识她是从经历里面。我们看见越靠近这个生产的时候呢，有两件事情要发生。
First, those pains become more intense.
第一个就是这个阵痛就越来的越加剧。
And second, they become more frequent.
第二个，那就是这个阵痛呢，就变得越来越频繁。
And the cycle repeats, is more intense, more frequent, more, and finally you have a birth.
而且呢，这一个就不断的循环，就越来越痛，然后越来越频繁，最后你就生产。
Our Lord speaks of His second coming in that context of first beginning of pain, of pangs.
我们的主用的这一幅图画来讲到他第二次的来到，一开始你就开始有这样的阵痛。
But my brothers and sisters, very honestly, can you look at the year that just is closing right now and see the pains becoming more intense and more frequent?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们诚实的说，就在过往这一年，我们是不是看见这个剧痛越来越加增？程度而言，就的频率来讲是也是越来越高。
Honestly, it feels like an avalanche.
好像就是一个雪崩的情况。
I'm not going to go through them. I hope you do your homework and just recall what happened this year.
我不要在我这边不会一项一项的提，不过盼望你们自己能够看一看今年发生了什么事。
Why am I mentioning this?
我为什么要提这些事？
Because we do not know, brothers and sisters, how much more time we have left before that wonderful morning when our Lord Jesus will come back.
因为我们为什么要提这些事，弟兄姊妹们？因为我们不知道我们还有多少的时间存留，以至于在那个美好的早晨，我们的主要回来。But
what are we to do before His appearing?
可是在他显现之前，我们该做什么呢？
Paul tells us in Ephesians 5, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
保罗在以弗所书第五章这边讲到说，因为世代的邪恶，你们必须要赎回你们的光阴。
If you look in Ephesians, there is plenty of reference of growing in the Lord. I cannot go over them. But redeeming here has something to do with growing in due time, not procrastinating our growth in the Lord. That would be the idea.
我们从以弗所书里面看见有许许多多关乎到成长的这件事情的提说，不过在这边讲到说，这个赎回光阴，这赎回光阴里面是讲到在该有的时间，我们要把这个使用这个时间，而不要拖延延迟这个成长的机会。Brothers
and sisters, in this short time that we have left, are we growing in the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，就在我们留下这个不多的时间的里面，我们是在主里面成长吗？
Are we cooperating with our master in this school of sonship?
我们是在这一个儿子名分的学校里面与我们的主配合吗？
That day when the Son of Man will appear in His glory with His angels is very, very near.
当这一个时刻，当我们的主要在荣耀中和他使者显现的时候，是非常的近的。
Each one of us has to answer honestly, am I really getting on my way of graduation on that day?
我们在那个时候就要很诚实的对主，在这个点上很诚实，我是不是预备好了要准备毕业？
You remember what John says in his first epistle.
我们记得约翰在约翰一书里面怎么说。
The day of the Lord should be a wonderful day for every believer.
他说主的日子就应该是对每一个人都是
But John, in his first epistle, he says that we should abide in Him, that in that day that He appears, we do not withdraw ashamed.
他这边提到说，我们应当住在主里，所以当他显现的时候，我们不至于羞愧。
Do you see that there is a terrible possibility? And nothing could be more tragic for a believer, nothing, than to get to that day and realize, I was on the wrong track. I was not cooperating in my training unto sonship.
这对于我们信主的人而言是一个极大的悲剧，因为如果当那一天来到的时候，我们却发现我们一直是走在错误的路上，我一直没有预备好。
So brothers and sisters, I leave you with, on the one hand, I don't want to sound negative here.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这个点上，我不是要讲一些非常负面的。
Because the Lord, no matter what, when we get to that city,The work will have been completed in everybody. We will be sons. Thank the Lord for that.
所以我们感谢主，因为当我们进到那一个新耶路撒冷的时候，我们每一个人都要成为儿子，因为那个工作已经完成了。
But wouldn't it be wonderful that before we get to that city, after the 1,000 years and etc., that when the Lord Jesus appears, and this is at the corner, that when He appears, He can tell us, "Well done.Good and faithful servant."
可是如果这相当是极其的美好，我们不需要等到进到新天新地，我们才得着儿子的名分，而是在主降临的时候，我们就已经预备，主能够说，做的你这个忠心的仆人，你做得很好。
Do you see that that's like graduation in the school of sonship?
你能够看见在那个时候，就好像是从儿子的名分学校里面毕业。
But you remember in that parable, there are three servants.Let me ask you, did all of them hear those words from our Lord?
在那边有三个，在那个比喻里面有三个仆人，我问弟兄姊妹，是不是他们都听见主的声音？
If they are servants, of course they are believers. Away with that idea that the bad servant or so-called, he's an unbeliever. He received a talent. How can he be an unbeliever?
如果我们这个三个仆人，当然他们都是信徒、信主的人。我们不要有这样子意念，认为那个恶仆是从来不信主的。因为他们都在主的跟前有领受。
What is the difference between the two servants that heard well done and the one that was cast out in outer darkness?
可是这个三个仆人，其中两个主说你做得好，还有那一个被丢在黑暗中的那个仆人中间的差异在哪里？
If I can connect this with our theme, very simply, the two first, they are cooperating with their master. They are submitting to him. They are on their way in that school of sonship.
他如果我们能够从这个特会的主题的角度来看到，我们看见前面这两个仆人，他们是与主同工，愿意与主合作，他们是在那个时候一路的进到神儿子名分的学校里。
So may the Lord encourage us all.
愿主自己来鼓舞我们所有的人。
Indeed, He is the faithful one, and thank the Lord, He will finish this work no matter what.
我们感谢主，因为他是信实的那一位，他会成全他的工作。
Oh, but that by His grace we may be found in that day, not having to wait perhaps 1,000 years, but in that day found already ready for His coming and graduate in that school of sonship.
可是靠着他的恩典，盼望我们不需要等到那个千年新天新地，而是在那一天当主来的时候，我们就能够预备好，能够从儿子名分的学校里面毕业。
Let us have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告的时间。
Lord, we do thank you because indeed you are the faithful one.
我们感谢主，因为你是那信实的那一位。
You have called us.
你已经呼召了我们。
It's your initiative, Lord.
是你自己起手的。
We have no initiative in this matter.
在这件事情上面，我们无从起手。
And we thank you, Lord, because you tell us that you will complete it.
我们感谢主，因为你告诉我们你必要成全。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督，我们感谢。
Now our prayer is that help us all, Lord, to be ones that are redeeming the time that we have.
主，我们的祷告是你能够帮助我们，使得我们成为那一般赎回光阴的人。
That we may grow in the Lord in due time.
我们是在你所定的时间里面，在主里面能够成长。
That by your grace, when that day that is so soon, that we may see you, Lord, and be ready, graduating in that wonderful school to which you have called us.
靠着你的恩典，当那一日来到的时候，当我们见你面的时候，我们能够从这个你招我们进入这个美好学校里面毕业。
We ask these things in your most precious name.
我们靠着你美好的名来求这些事。
Amen.
Amen.